You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
Triangle Tire, Tires for Life presents Dave's Corner Garage. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed can sometimes be accompanied by hand gestures, which your sister may find offensive, but you think are hilarious. There's one in every family. Buckle in, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car query? Call now, 416-360-0740, or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Good morning, Al. That was pretty good.
Thank you. Lucky to do that today. It finally dried up. You know, it's been raining forever.
Yeah, no kidding.
And we had some snow, too. But the streets were kind of dry. Although, it's funny, even coming down the parkway, you know, you can taste the salt.
Yeah.
It's
in the air. It's
yeah,
just sitting
it really
there.
Is.
Yeah, between the salt and the brine and everything else, it's all there.
It really is.
But, driving was fun. I mentioned it last week. I've got that Toyota 4Runner TRD Pro, and it is just amazing in the snow.
Exactly. I mean, you couldn't find anything better to drive in the snow.
No, it's a proper four-wheel drive. It's got a manual transfer case,
mm-hmm.
Which, you know, most things have electronic transfer cases or they're fully automatic all-wheel drive.
Right.
This is now you got to grab the lever and put it in four-wheel drive.
Oh, really? Oh, you mean it's not an all-wheel drive?
No, it's a truck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's a body-on-frame SUV.
Right.
It is so out of date.
But at the same time, I mean, all those, I just watched a review on the new 3 that's all-wheel drive.
Yes.
And all you talked about is how good and seamless it was.
Yes.
And you had all these electronic controls. You could adjust the bias.
Yeah.
But you like the old style, too.
Yeah. You know, it's so refreshing because it's just purely mechanical. It's got a big-ish V6 in it.
Right.
5-speed automatic. And then it's a body-on-frame SUV. It's purely old school. There's just enough tech to make it kind of usable, but after that, it's an old school truck.
So great. I guess that must be specifically who they appeal it to, then.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
The TRD Pro is the off-roady version, so it's got a different suspension and wheels and tires and that sort of thing. But that suspension is great here in the city. Like I can, intersections where I know that are all torn up,
yep.
that have, rough asphalt or repairs
who
or whatever.
Cares?
Yeah. Where I normally have to slow down, this thing, I don't even bother.
My dad was famous for going up on the sidewalk if he had to get around. This, you wouldn't have to think twice.
No, not it drives over everything. Oh, yeah.
All right. Speaking of travel, we have on our show today, Karen Wiggett from CAA Premier Travel, who's, they always help us travel around the city, but they actually do these fancy tours.
Yeah, this is pretty cool, and it's pretty exclusive, but it's a nice way to travel and see things, and it's very much a luxury experience. It's kind of the way I like to travel.
Exactly. Again, people go to Florida, they go where other different places, but these are privately run tours by the CAA.
Mm-hmm.
Very exclusive, very, you don't have to worry about your luggage. You go in your own private plane.
Yes, private jet.
Yeah.
Love that.
Can't say I've ever done that before, but sounds good.
Yeah, I've had the good fortune to travel on a private jet a couple of times. It's very lovely, Al.
We'll have to ask Dave McLean, who's coming on, if he's
yes.
been on a private jet or not.
You will have to ask him. I wouldn't be surprised. So the auto show is back. The Toronto Auto Show is back.
Well, sure. And, being a big wig at the car show, you'd think those big companies probably have their own planes that would fly them around, eh?
You think?
Yeah. And then afterwards, of course, we got, speaking of travel, just back from the Consumer Electronics Show, we've got Mark Saltzman, the game guy, who's going to be telling us all about the amazing things he saw that are electric or have wheels or both at the car show.
At a Consumer Electronics Show in my favorite town on the planet, Vegas.
It's your favorite? Really?
That was sarcasm.
Oh. I was going to say, my friend says, a day and a half, enough.
That's right.
Ding, 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 ding. Shut the F up. Okay, we got to go. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Good. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman on a wintry January Saturday.
You know, a Caesar would be good.
You know what? Caesar would be great right now, but no drinking and driving, right?
Well, Steve's probably thinking about that right now.
I wouldn't be surprised.
He's not here. He's going to call it medicinal reasons for taking it.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't be surprised if he's having a Caesar at this hour.
Speaking of Caesars, here's a segue. Caesar's Palace, Caesar's Entertainment, is unveiling a $5 million Emperor package. What does that mean?
Well, I think what a lot of places are doing in Vegas is they're getting excited for the Formula One race that's coming to town.
And when is it happening there?
It's later this year. I can't remember what the date is.
Okay.
But it's the first time in a long time that Formula One's been to Vegas. The last time was ages ago.
So is it at the track or on the street?
They're doing it on the street.
On the street?
And I believe a portion of it is on the strip.
Okay.
So it's going to be a big thing. And a lot of hotels like Caesars are putting together these packages. But Caesars has this over-the-top package. It's $5 million.
Per person, or
I think you can invite a group of people.
Oh, okay,
but,
I would hope
You stay in one of the their highest end room,
and
you get treated very well. I think there's a concert with Adele involved, and mm-hmm. you've got exclusive trackside space, and you know it's a over the top Formula One experience. I suppose it's very Vegas.
Well, that of course that would have to be.
Yeah.
And you're going, I'm spending that kind of money, you know.
Yes. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that because, I mean, we've seen races all around the world in interesting places like Singapore and wherever, and they do these cool night races. I don't know if the Vegas race is going to be at night,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to be pretty cool with all the lights and everything else. And, you know, it's a big thing now. After, you know, Drive to Survive, the Netflix series,
mm-hmm.
Formula One's popularity has blown up. One of the doctors I see from time to time had to tell me that she's not a car person at all,
right?
But had to tell me that she bought an AMG because she's a Drive to Survive fan.
Oh wow!
Not a Formula One fan, but a fan of the show.
Well, you know, I mean, we're talking about cars in general, and the fact that, of course, you know, growing up, us older people, that's what we live to breathe and smell, that gasoline and burning rubber.
Yeah.
But the younger generation wasn't quite there. But this is really. It's excited these people.
Yeah, like this whole reality show, this Drive to Survive, has just blown up and blown up popularity, so much so that, you know, Vegas is now the third U.S. race,
uh-huh.
which is crazy. For the longest time, they didn't even have a single one.
Right.
Now they've got three, so they've got Circuit of the Americas in Texas.
Right.
They've got Miami, and now Vegas.
So there's three Formula One races
In the United States.
Oh
now.
Wow! I didn't realize
out of
that.
Whatever 21, 22 races.
And NASCAR's going to Chicago this year.
Yes,
they're
NASCAR's
be running
going
through the street.
Yeah. That's going to be exciting. And you know the new car in NASCAR that they introduced last year just is so versatile because they can make it a road race car. It does well in the high speed ovals. It's a pretty versatile thing.
And they've got a prototype that they've just built to go into Le Mans, I think.
Yes. Yeah. So it's a special entry. So they're not really competing against anybody. They call it Garage 56.
Right.
And that's been reserved for experimental entries. So I think when I was at Le Mans years ago, Garage 56 was the Delta Wing.
Okay.
And, you know, they don't really compete against anybody, but it isn't the first time that NASCAR's been to Le Mans. They've run several cars there in the past.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, but this is the latest car, and as I understand, it is it's going to be a, you know, of course, big V8, and it's a hybrid powertrain.
And I think Jimmy's driving.
Probably Jimmy's driving.
Uh-huh.
What's funny is Jeff Gordon has been doing a bunch of sports car racing in the last few months. That might be a hint.
There's been no
announcement, but why would you find Jeff Gordon driving a Porsche race car?
So question, if it must qualify in terms of being... Like it is part of the race, right?
Yeah, they're participating in the race, and they you know, it's an official entry, and they will, and you could win.
You win the bouquet and the champagne at the end if you win.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And of course, the overall winners at Le Mans also win a Rolex.
Okay.
No.
It's not a case of the winner, you know, the second place or third place guy can't turn around and say, well, look, they had an engine that was twice the size of ours, okay? Because they're not limited to what they can do.
Right. You know, this NASCAR Le Mans car is going to be a little bit different than the one we see
mm-hmm.
In North America, but It's still going to sound like a NASCAR. It looks like a NASCAR, and the integration of the hybrid power unit is going to be interesting as well. But Le Mans is very, very fast, and of course these cars are accustomed to going very, very fast on the super speedway. So it's going to be an interesting race.
So a question, my guess would be, what the, it being a partial hybrid, is it now, is it going to be a four wheel drive?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. So they're going to use the hybrid to, you know, to capture energy under braking.
Right.
And then use that for acceleration as a little bit of a torque fill.
So not a separate pair of motors on the front wheels.
No, I don't. I don't think so. I think that's a complex engineering task.
Well, they could do that, I think.
No, I suppose they could.
And quickly, too, before we wrap, Cadillac is going to be going to Formula One.
Biggest news of the week in Formula One, Andretti and Cadillac are joining Formula One.
Sorry, you're going to have to Google that, because we got to hit the binders right now ourselves. And we're going to be back with Karen Wiggett from CAA to tell us all about the amazing tour to New Orleans. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman from Glen Allen Motors. And if you need your car needs some service, call Al.
That's
right.
He
can help. But we have Karen Wiggett from CAA Premier Travel joining us. Karen, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for joining us all the way from Winnipeg. You had to get up extra early.
Well, I did, yes. But for you guys, no problem.
Well, you know what? I did go to the website, and I looked at that holiday, and I thought it was amazing. ExtraordinaryExplorations.ca. Tell us about it.
So that is us, correct? So within Extraordinary Explorations, we put together various group departures for CAA that our members and non-members can book into, really all over the world. And, you know, every year we're sort of curating anywhere from 40 to 50 departures. What's really unique is in this past year, we've launched our Premier Collection with great destinations, more immersive experience, and as you would have seen, coupled now with our own charter business class jet. So this is where we'll get you there in style to your tour, complete with being wined and dined on board, all sorts of extra touches, and takes you back to when getting there kind of was part of the fun, right? So
right, exactly. I mean, instead of just, you know, dreading the fact that you got to go to the airport, getting in line and going through customs. Yeah, we talked in the green room prior, and you said you facilitate this and you get people right through pretty quick.
Yeah, we do. We have, you know, priority check-ins, screening, that kind of thing. So we have meet and greet at the airport. So we sort of take your hand from the minute you walk through the door if we are departing from Pearson and walk you through all the way to the gate. So, again, you know, what's great about this is that we, as in CAA, we can control a lot more of the overall experience, not just the tour, but the getting you there part and, of course, the onboard experience as well.
Right, which is, you know, part of the package that where people don't like it. You know, I mean, they're excited to get to the destination and everything they're going to do there. Now, your first trip is going to New Orleans, correct?
We are going to New Orleans. So we have two distinct itineraries that travelers can select from. We're departing in May for 7 days. The two tours, one is Vibrant New Orleans. So that is a great blend of, let's say, New Orleans proper, and then taking us to the outlying area of Lafayette and the Bayou. So again, a great blend of immersing you in the Cajun culture, but still bringing in that Creole cuisine. You know, a lot of unique features there, such as, you know, a crawfish farm we're going to go visit, ending with a crawfish boil and Cajun music. So it doesn't get more New Orleans than that.
Correct.
Right? And then the second one we have is a perfect pairing. So it's jazz and cuisine. So this one's going to keep you right in the heart of New Orleans. You're going to take part in a Mardi Gras-style parade. So you're going to be in your own parade. A lot of foodie walking tours, history tours. Of course, immersing in the world of jazz in New Orleans. Cooking classes, visit to Sazerac House. And what's really cool with our premier tours is we've created one day that we call Design Your Day. And this is a day that's free day. You can either do nothing and do your own thing, or you have a choice of three different options that we have curated that you can select from.
I would pick that the day after you do the bourbon trip, you know, the bourbon
street
trip.
Is that the recovery day?
Exactly. Let's call it the hangover day.
We have a couple of cocktail making and sampling tours. So I'd say of high end of bar hopping.
Well, I think I saw a picture of Brian with the beads all around.
Oh, yeah. may have done that before. You know, Al, you and I could go. You could do the jazz. I could do the food stuff, and then we can meet at the bar later and do some bourbon tasting.
Exactly. Meet up over a Sazerac and talk about your experience.
Yes.
You know what? We had a great time, my wife and myself. Although we were silly, and we went in July, and we're going, it's so friggin' hot. Yes. And they went, hello, it's July. And I said, well, that's when her birthday is. You know, I wanted to surprise her, but leaving in May sounds like that's probably the better time to go.
Yeah, New Orleans, it's just fun, right? Mm. If people haven't been, it's one of those destinations you really need to get to at least once. I mean, there's lots of things to see and do within walking distance. Of course, the culinary aspect, the architecture. Of course, the jazz district and the jazz clubs are a lot of fun. So it's a great way to spend, you know, sort of those 5 or 6 days kind of exploring that area.
Yeah, we didn't do we drove through the bayou. We ended up, I think what it's called, they have we went to a big mansion that they had there that they've used apparently in a whole bunch of movies where they have the oak trees lining.
Oh, yes.
But that was hysterical. We had such a good time there just to find out the history and how it was built and who built it and what they had to go through. And our tour guide was a local, so she said, if you all feel a bump, it's them silly gators, which I tell a driver to honk the horn so they get off the road, but sometimes they just don't listen. So,
oh boy.
Yeah. The people are great down there. They're extremely hospitable. They love talking about their city and, you know, some of the challenges, but also some of the really cool things that have happened in that area. And I said, you know, we kind of blend, of course, the music, the cuisine, but also with the culture and the history, you know, of the place.
So. All right, super. We got to wrap it up. The website again is
www.extraordinaryexplorations.com.
And when you're there, you can explore all the other places that they go to as well.
Absolutely. You can see all our tours online.
All right, and it's leaving May 21st. You got a few spots left open?
We do. We'd love to have people join us.
All right, Karen, thank you very much for joining us, and look forward to seeing your pictures when you get back.
Absolutely. Thank you, gentlemen.
Not from the jail, though, eh?
Yeah, don't go to jail.
We won't see those ones.
All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be back with Dave McLean right after the break.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max here in studio with Alan Gelman, and we have one of our favorite people joining us on the phone. That's Dave McLean from the Canadian International Auto Show. And Dave, we're back after 2 years, 3 years away?
Brian, we've been gone since 2020. We were the last event, excuse me, globally to get in 2020.
Yes.
Fortunate with that, but it's been a long road since then.
Actually, you know, one of the things I remember of that last car show is I think COVID had been talked about.
Yeah.
And I remember you guys had hired people just to clean the railing on the escalator. And I thought, that's kind of weird. And there was a guy with a Mr. Clean thing and just standing there as the rubber band would go around. I went, something's going on.
Yeah.
Well, you know, none of us had any information at that time. We had an understanding of what was happening over in parts of Asia, and we knew that it was affecting our attendance slightly. Mm-hmm. There was certainly a hesitancy from some of the, I guess we'd call it the Chinese community, at least that targeted community that we marketed to. And as you said, we just took precautions, not knowing what we were dealing with, and it was shortly thereafter that the world fell apart in one way or another.
But it's back. It's your 50th
year. We're back. Yeah, it's exciting. You know what? And that's really what it's all about. We get the opportunity to present the auto show, or the auto industry, rather, in all of its diversity, and bring what's new, what's exciting to consumers, what's available to them in the Canadian marketplace to suit their own personal mobility objectives. And it's great this year.
Dave, you know, my view is that we are living in a golden age of motoring. Not only do we have these incredible high-performance cars, but we've got all these amazing EVs as well. And, you know, they're all amazing driving experiences.
Yeah, and I think that's the big thing, is that when you talk about driving, you talk about driving experiences. And approximately 95% of the population hasn't even test drove an electric vehicle or test-driven electric vehicles early on Saturday morning. So we're going to be giving people the opportunity to test drive an electric vehicle right at the show indoors. We've got an indoor 70,000 square foot EV test track. We've got upwards of 20 models that are now participating in that test track experience. Manufacturers are excited about it because it does give people the opportunity to get behind the wheel of an EV. And so this is going to be a big, big crowd pleaser this year at the event.
I didn't realize that. Well, you say 20 different models. I mean, I guess there's more, but who would ever guess? I mean, I thought there was just you know,
I haven't covered 20 EVs. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So
that's exactly right. It's going to be interesting because you know, we're dealing with this. You know, you talk about this transformative time. Mm-hmm. You know, we're evolving into this mode of electrification. And there's not just a lot to see, but there's a lot to learn. And one of the features that we have this year is Electric City. You know, there's a whole ecosystem around ownership of electric vehicles, and there's so many questions that people have. And, of course, with the auto show's objectives always to inform, to educate, and to entertain, people need to learn about electrification before they can actually pick their favorite electric vehicle.
I'm thinking about the bunny running out of power, eh? You know?
The bunny.
The ever-ready thing. And how that was always the biggest thing. And I guess people are still concerned about it, but I think they pretty much have that licked.
Yeah, they are. And I think this is great, Dave, because, you know, people have all kinds of questions. A racer pal of mine took delivery of his EV this week, and he still has questions. He's done all the right things, got a home charger, he's got a charger at the office, but he still has questions. So I think this is a great way to educate buyers.
It really is. I mean, we've got questions. I mean, Ontario Power Generation, powering the 2023 auto shows, they say they're going to be there because people have as much a misunderstanding about the grid and what can we reasonably expect if we're going to be operating one electric vehicle in our household or possibly even two. And so charging stations will be available there, at least companies representing charging stations talking about it. Ontario Power Generation, as I said, Toronto Hydro and the City of Toronto are looking at being involved to talk to people about it. So it's going to be a very, very deep and rich experience, not just with vehicles that are available in the Canadian marketplace, but the whole auto industry is, you know, in its entirety. And what is available to consumers? And what does this mean, this period, as you say, this period that we're going through of transition? So it's when we talk about, as we have in the past, the total automotive experience, it's expanded so much in 2023.
And pretty much every manufacturer has an electrical car of some kind.
Well, absolutely. Now, we don't have every manufacturer participating at the show this year. We've got a great presentation. Mm-hmm. The industry itself, as we all know, has been going through challenges with logistics and chip shortages. And they've got, you know, coming out of this era of COVID, there's different strategies that are being implemented. But you're right, the models that are available to the Canadian consumer are wide and varied.
Well, right, and it's going to take some time for you to look at them all and kind of decide what works best for you, because there's a huge difference just from a price perspective, you know. I mean, entry levels for probably about 30 or 40, but then it goes to $130 or $140.
Well, one of my favorite EVs is the Audi RS e-tron GT, which is their sedan that's electric, and it's over $200,000.
That's not uncommon now, right? When you look at the top end of electric vehicles, Lucid and some of the other brands that are making their presentation for the first time. I mean, Polestar, we've got Grand Touring Automobiles are bringing in their collection of Aston Martin, Rolls-Royce, Bentley, Polestar.
Right. Listen, all you millionaires want to buy these fancy cars, but I think people need to know that you can buy a Kia. You know, that's not going to cost you.
You know, looking at these Lamborghinis, I don't know. You know, looking at these Lamborghinis and Rolls Royces and Bentleys, one of my favorites. You know, they're inspirational and they're so beautifully made.
I know. You guys with your horsepower, but I'm just thinking about saving the environment and you know, getting to work and back. Sorry, Dave.
Well,
go ahead.
Why don't we talk about this then? If within Electric City, we have micromobility, so more to meet with economic means and again, new modes of transportation. We've got Amigo EV that's going to be presenting their products from electric bikes and scooters and smaller units. We've got Ceret. It's another micro mobility unit that's part of Stronics Group. So it's not just all about the inspirational vehicles, although that's what always gets us excited about categories.
Well, of course.
We've got something there from to cover off the entire range of electric mobility.
But if you're a knuckle dragger, there's not a whole lot of girls in bikinis anymore.
Knuckle draggers? Who?
Well, Dave, I think Al was talking about himself there.
I was most impressed, though. As much as, you know, the flash that way is not there anymore, I was so impressed with how much the people who work at the show knew about product. It really did.
They're professionals.
Yes.
Well, and that's very, very important. I mean, you know, I think gone are the days of just talking heads, because I think most of the engagement with consumers at an auto show is two-way. People want to ask questions and get answers. So it's great to give the features and benefits of a vehicle in a presentation, but you have to create a forum to actually communicate with people in a two-way dialogue. It's that important to them. I mean, they're not just buying something off the shelf here. They have to figure out exactly how mobility solutions fit in with their everyday needs.
And when is it? And do you have any packages?
Well, packages, of course. No, I mean, listen, are we going to have another show? We haven't even started talking about all the different features this year. My goodness, there's all kinds of different things to talk about. But I will tell you that the show does start on February 17th and runs to the 26th at the Metro Toronto Convention Center. You can go to autoshow.ca to buy your tickets. All tickets this year are electronic. And so you buy in advance, of course. If you're there, there will be kiosks, and you can certainly buy through your own mobility, your personal phone or whatever it is that you use, tablets. We've got every different way to access autoshow.ca and buy tickets. So it's going to be an exciting year. We're going to be opening, as I said, on the 17th at 12 noon, closing on the 26th at 6 p.m. There's over 110 hours to experience the auto show, and it's going to be a special event this year.
All right, you've probably whetted someone's appetite, and they're going to want to drive an electric car. Did they have to sign up prior, or can you just, like, show up?
Well, no, you can just show up. I'm sure the registration process, it's not just a ride. I mean, you go through the manufacturer. There's a registration desk there. You look at the vehicle that you want to test drive. You're not limited to one. Certainly, off hours will give you easy access to the track. It'll be a little busier during peak periods of time, called mid-afternoon on the weekends. But it's accessible to everybody.
Mm. And do they have big bumpers on them?
We're going to find out.
That's the question.
Now, Dave, for me, what's going on motorsport-wise? Any motorsport exhibits?
Well, yeah, we've got all kinds of different motorsport exhibits that we're working with right now. We've got an entire 700-level Rev TV's got an entire display of different street-level motorsport activities for consumers. We've got different features that we're currently in the talks with right now. I know it's the middle of January, but there's one pending deal that we're trying to put together. But motorsports is very important to attendees of the auto show. It's usually about the number four reason why people come to the show. So we always have a strong element there, and we'll be guaranteed to deliver again this year.
And classic cars as well?
Classic cars is, you know, Cobble Beach. We've been working with Cobble Beach for a number of years, and this year's the 75th anniversary of Porsche, presented by Cobble Beach in the Canadian International Auto Show. Mm. And there's one vehicle in particular. It's called a 917 Porsche Longtail.
Mm.
That there are none in Canada, and we're bringing this one in from California. It's actually owned by a Canadian owner from Peterborough. So this apparently is a very rare vehicle and be one of the focal point vehicles within that collection.
Question, the 917 was a Can-Am car, though.
Yeah, they raced a sports car racer, yeah.
It's okay. The same body style?
It's a you know, swoopy kind of sports racer.
It's a racer. It's, yeah, not a street car.
Not a street car.
Okay.
But, there's so few of them, mm-hmm. and they're several tens of millions of dollars in value. You know, they're not inexpensive.
I guess if you had the last one that Mark Donahue drove, that'd be worth a lot of money.
It would be. Yes.
Wow. No belts. Watch your belt buckle when you get near these cars, okay? I'm telling you.
Yeah. And, of course, one other track we want to talk about, because this is the first time in Canada, is called Camp Jeep. And it's going to be a 20,000-square-foot indoor test track for the various Jeep vehicles. It's a rider experience. It's the first time in Canada, as I said. Mm-hmm. And it gives patrons the opportunity to ride in the Jeeps and see what they're capable on an off-road experience.
Now, that's going to be a blast. I've done that before.
Yeah, it really is exciting. It's totally different in this. And as I said, it's first time in Canada, so it'll be something for people to experience.
All right, so www.autoshow.ca is the best way to find out what's going on?
Best way to get all the information pertaining to the auto show, see what ticket prices work for you, what sort of packages work best for you. There's always a way to get into the auto show to meet your family needs. We got a 4-pack that's available. There are, you know, save 6 after 6, discounts during weekday evenings. So there's something for everybody. And I think the best way to do it, we always say your pre-planning tool is to go to autoshow.ca and plan your experience before you experience it.
All right, Dave, we got to run. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks, gents.
Have a great weekend. We'll get you back in a couple of weeks. Bye-bye.
All right, then. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max, here in studio with Alan Gelman from Glen Allen Motors. And joining us on Skype, and nice and clear, is Mark Salzman. Mark, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm great. How about yourself?
Very well, thank you. You just got back from CES, and I have to lead with this because I've been covering it for a couple of years. Project Aero.
Yeah, that was kind of neat, right? Good Canadian technology there at the show. So this is a partnership between several, not just automakers, but the parts, more so the parts, and 97 or 98% of it was all made in Canada. So that got a lot of buzz, this concept car. It was drivable, apparently, I asked, is this, because they were saying this isn't going to come out and be a vehicle per se that you can purchase. It was to show Canadian ingenuity, excuse me, but they said it was a working car. It wasn't just like a prop. So that's, from the APRA, I guess it's called. This is your wheelhouse.
Yeah, absolutely. Automotive Parts Manufacturers Association.
That's right. Automotive Parts Manufacturers Association.
Yep.
In partnership with some universities like Ontario Tech University.
Yep.
And the provincial government. So yeah, it was really neat to visit that part of the show and, you know, Canadian pride on display. And it looked pretty sweet. I don't know if you've seen any pictures of it. I think it looks pretty neat.
Yeah, everything new has a crossover shape these days. But it
that's true. It does look like a
it absolutely is a Canadian project top to bottom, and that's been the objective is to design and engineer a production ready EV from that, you know, that's essentially Canadian. They've kind of done that because all of those resources are here in Canada. We don't really think of it, but all of those resources are here from engineering, design, and manufacturing.
Are we all forgetting that Magna is like Canadian based?
No,
like, and they are huge.
Absolutely,
yeah, they're big. Yeah, yeah. Of course.
I think they're involved in this as well.
Yeah. And you saw a whole bunch of fancy cars, though. I mean, you can get a car that actually changes colors now too.
Well, it's not out yet, and let's see if it actually comes out, but it works. I saw it with my own eyes. Yeah, it's like something straight out of a science fiction movie. Mm-hmm. The BMW iVision D is the name of this concept car, and D is DEE, which is stands for Digital Emotional Experience. Mm-hmm. So this rolled into Vegas for the Consumer Electronics Show that can change it's a vehicle. It's a small sedan that can change up to 32 different colors. Mm-hmm. So using an app or by touching on the dashboard, it's got, I think, 240 e-ink panels. E-ink is that similar screen technology that may be in your Kobo or your Kindle e-reader. Mm-hmm. But this is now offering color. If you remember the 2022 Consumer Electronics Show, BMW introduced the iX Flow concept car that can change between different gray scale color, so white to black and in between. But this was full color, and not just one per side or the entire vehicle. It can do a combination of the two, just to show that they can do it. And that includes the wheel, the wheels and the grill.
Wow.
As well.
I guess from an advertising perspective too, I mean, somebody could hook up with that and make a McDonald's car or something. And,
sure.
And yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You could. It's almost like, what do you call it, wrapping your vehicle in a skin. But you know, the obvious joke is that if you rob a bank and you have a getaway car,
right?
And there's an APB, you know, hey, watch out for this red. But yeah, just change your color to green or blue or something. But no, it's just to show they can do it. I read somewhere that this could make its debut within 5 years, but I'll believe it when I see it. It was just to flex their technical muscle, which, you know, car companies are becoming tech companies these days, right? But it worked. It was pretty neat. Schwarzenegger was there to help unveil it. And that same vehicle, by the way, had a really impressive heads-up display, which covers the entire windshield. So not just a little thing above the steering wheel that splashed on the glass, the windscreen that says, you know, your speed or what song you're listening to on satellite radio. It actually covers the entire windshield. The idea is that I guess by the time this comes out, the car will be almost fully autonomous. So it's not going to pose as much.
I was going to say, is that more distracting or less distracting?
Yeah, I would say that's probably really distracting when you're driving.
Yeah, exactly. But again, I don't think this is going to be anything we see. But I encourage your listeners to Google BMW iVision D. DEE to see it. Like, you just got to see this vehicle. It's pretty crazy.
It is wild. It's unlike anything I've seen before. Mark, what else automotive did you see at CES?
So they chose, the Ram chose CES to unveil officially and finally its Ram 1500 Revolution. So this is their EV pickup. I guess it's their answer to the Chevy Silverado and the Ford F-150 EV. So this is a BEV, a battery electric vehicle, coming at some point in 2024. Mm-hmm. That looks to be loaded with a ton of tech. So, you know, again, I'm a technology journalist, so that's what excites me the most. I'm not going to talk about, you know, like how much it can pull or the capacities, or performance. Anyways, let me just get to the tech. So it's a battery electric vehicle that has something that I've never seen before, and that's inductive charging. So not only will it have like a plug-in option when you're at a public charging spot, it looks, you know, like as if you're pumping gas, mm-hmm. but it has inductive charging, which is not unlike putting your iPhone on a charging mat. Right. To charge up. This will have this almost like a Roomba shaped device that may be in your garage, and it will detect when the vehicle is nearby and then drive itself underneath and charge up the car for you, which is kind of neat. Without having to plug anything in, it'll just touch the bottom of the vehicle, which is great for convenience sake. Imagine one day you're pulling into, you know, I don't know, Yorkdale Shopping Mall in Toronto, mm-hmm. and while you're walking around the mall, your car is charging up because of something underneath the vehicle, rather than having to fight for a spot with a EV plug-in area. So
that's such a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. If it works and if it's fast enough, I would assume, just like with your iPhone, it is faster if you plug it in under, you know, in the Lightning port.
Yep.
It's usually faster than wireless Qi charging. So let's see if the same limitation is for vehicles. But again, Ram wanted to just show that it was possible. So that was at the show. That impressed me. And then Mercedes talked about their full level 3 autonomous driving for California and Nevada coming this year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So full level 3 means, in plain English, that you don't have to be looking at the road. So unlike the Tesla Autopilot or, you know, the GM Super Cruise technology, mm-hmm. if you look down at a book or play on your phone with Super Cruise, it there's a camera on you and it doesn't like that. So it tells you, hey, pay attention to the road, and then it kicks you off the AV, autonomous feature, because it wants you to look at the road for obvious reasons. But Mercedes says their technology is so advanced that they're doing what is going on in Germany, which is, you know, it will, you know, drive for you. It'll you know, curve along with the road on the freeway or highway, and it'll slow down and speed up based on traffic around you and change lanes and all that. But you do not have to be looking at the road when this comes out, as early as this summer in California and Nevada to start.
I think Mr. Musk has a lot to say about that, too, in terms of, I'll see you in court, you know.
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, it works. Well, most of the time, provided you're not driving a fire engine.
But speaking of Musk, the underground loop system was awesome in Vegas. We got to talk about that another time. That was their subterranean, the boring tunnel. Right.
Okay, we'll definitely have to talk about that, Mark.
Thanks for joining us. If people need more information about your website, what do you got?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, gents. Mm-hmm. My website is marksaltzman.com. That's Mark with a C. Or you can find me on social media, Mark with a C.
And you're still the game guy, too.
Well, yeah, one of my email addresses and my car license plate still says game guy. I still review video games, but not as much as I used to.
Now you're just more of a guy with game.
Oh, I like that. Thank you.
All right, got to run. Mark, have yourself a great weekend. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max here in studio with Alan Gelman. And yeah, if you need your car still prepared for winter, it may be too late. But, you know, if it's not, go see Al.
I did check my tire supplier, and, you know, if you're looking for Triangle winter tires, they are still available.
Oh, that's good.
No problem getting them.
Yep.
Great tires, great prices, which, you know, people really like. Especially now, I see so many cars with like 300,000, 400,000 kilometers. You kind of wonder, how long are people going to hold on to them?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what people are doing. They're hanging on to their cars longer and longer.
Well, because they have to.
Yes. Well, new cars are harder to find. They're more expensive. Used cars with lower mileage are more expensive.
Mind you, the thieves are having no problem finding cars.
Yeah. You know, my wife was on that, whatever, that app, the local app. I don't know. I don't bother. Something like that. And in the last few days, a couple of cars have been stolen from our neighborhood, from people's driveways, because, you know, they've got multi-million dollar houses but don't have garages, so they park their $100,000 SUV out front.
It's so easy. Just open the door and put it inside, you know. And if you've got hired help, you can have them straighten out the garage.
That's right. You know, exactly.
Pick up the kid's bike, move it to the side.
That's right. That's right. Thieves are getting creative, and there are lots of ways to steal cars. So if you're concerned about this and have to park outside or your car's not secure, get a club.
Yeah.
It's a big deterrent right now.
Yeah. Actually, my parts guy, his Kirk's brother-in-law had a Highlander brand new.
Yeah.
I don't think he had it a week and it got stolen.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And, you know, then they had a big discussion is what should they do to get to replace it? And it was like, well, don't get another one of those. Obviously, people like them and steal them.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, the thief will know if he comes back to my house next week, there'll be a brand new one there.
That's exactly it. I've heard that story with a Range Rover before, too. Somebody lost the new Range Rover, replaced it, and then, of course, it disappeared.
Yeah, I have to thank Mark for coming on. You know, the Consumer Electronics Show, which I think they call it now, the Car and Electronics Show, as opposed to Consumer Electronics. Although I did see on Mark's little bleep, I watched on TV,
mm-hmm.
He had a device that would probably be interesting for you because, you know, you always go out into the, well, you got to hide when you're doing those fancy videos and driving like a crazy person. You don't want to be kind of local or in town.
No.
But you ever have a problem with signal dropping out on your phone?
No, actually. I've been pretty, I mean, sometimes in California.
Okay.
But in Ontario, no.
Yeah, because they've got this signal booster that apparently you can be almost anywhere. There can be almost no signal.
Oh.
And this signal booster, which you have in your car, it looks like, you know, not big at all, a little bit bigger than a cell phone.
I need that.
Yes. It's available at the Consumer Electronics Show.
I need that, Al.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, you don't want it to drop out, especially if you're doing something important like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Canadian car, which is great, the Aero, which I was surprised. I thought it was actually, like Mark had said, it actually does drive. But I thought the whole idea there was to, do you like this car? Because we can make them.
Well,
it seems like it's more the angle is, by the way, we can make cars. And here we showed you how we did one.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, like, which is the Model Y?
Yes.
Is the biggest one of the Teslas because people like SUVs.
Yeah, people
than
like the space and all of that.
Right.
The Project Aero is interesting. It's more comprehensive than we can, you know, describe on the air, but it's about showing Canadian ingenuity when it comes to designing and manufacturing a car. And they chose to go with an electric platform, got, you know, tons of suppliers and industry players involved in that Project Aero. It's a very interesting project.
Well, I would think if it's something coming up in the future, and since we have to go green, it would automatically be an electric, wouldn't it?
Yeah, of course.
And the other thing, too, we just didn't have enough time, unfortunately, but Amazon announced the new Alexa feature where it'll tell you where your closest battery charging station is and if there's people sitting there or not.
Oh, that's good.
I could, yeah, but I wanted to find out. I could ask Mark, but I thought Google did that already.
Not to that level of detail.
Oh, because it could show you where the gas station was.
Yeah, it can show you where the charging station is, but it doesn't show you if there are any spots available. So you got to drill down. Like the on the tech side, because there are so many different EV charging networks,
right,
there's not a unified app for that.
Mm.
ChargePoint kind of, you know, captures some of it, but not all of it. And the charging stations or charging networks that I use, you know, they're not captured in one place. So I've got to go and look at different places to see if charging is available.
And I just saw a big announcement that Mercedes was planning on putting up their own charging stations.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I saw that announcement. So they're partnering with some partners and developing their own network as well.
But I wonder too, is it a profit area?
Ultimately, it will be.
Okay.
You know, right now, you know, charging rates are relatively subsidized, but, you know, those are eventually going to come up and you know, it'll be a real part of the business.
Yeah, and it was also great having Dave McLean back, and the car show is back for the, after, what, a three-year hiatus, I think it was?
Yeah, since 2020, and I remember being at that show, and yeah, there was, you know, there's a little bit of tension in the air, but that's all past now, so looking forward to the 2023 show and seeing what's going on there, and for me, I need a vacation. After the last couple of weeks, I need a vacation. I might take Karen Wiggett at CAA up on that idea. I'd love to travel private to New Orleans.
Private jet, yeah. That sounded pretty exciting. If you want more about that, go to I did write it down here. ExtraordinaryExplorations.ca. Check out the private tours and book a seat if you want.
Yeah, that's a great idea. It brings back the glamour of travel.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for helping us out today and joining in. And Steve, get better. I think you're out there listening.
Yeah, enjoy your Caesar this morning, Steve.
Ah, he's right. He's the one always talking about
That's right.
We can't have one, though.
No, we're driving.
All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage. And thanks to Carlos, the guy behind the board there, for keeping the wheels on this bus. See you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.